it's an absolute disgrace that the Minister for Health, who's responsible for the public health, should actually be opening private clinics. I think that's completely wrong. I think what he should be doing is working to strengthen our own public health system and to strengthen the diagnostic system within Letterkenny Hospital rather than opening private clinics.
Isn't there an argument, though, that the presence of Ovidia will cut waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital and ensure that people who need scans at the hospital will get them quicker because the lists won't now be as long?
Yeah, and investing in diagnostics in the hospital would achieve the same thing, and it would achieve it for the benefit of everybody rather than people who can pay for it. Health services have to be available to everybody regardless of their ability to pay.
You're saying that the Minister's attendance at this function this afternoon is effectively a signal that Fine Gael will be pursuing a policy of privatisation in the health service and that Fine Gael are favouring a privatisation agenda. That's something of a logical leap, isn't it?
Not really. I think if you look over the last number of years how things have developed and how things are developing within the health services, we had Simon Harris's predecessor, Leo Varadkar, was talking about handing hospitals over to private companies to run them, and now we see this Minister for Health actually opening private diagnostic units in Letterkenny, which interestingly is located right beside the Letterkenny Patients Outpatient Clinic as well, which has been there since the flooding incident at the hospital. But I think this is part of an overall agenda, and I think we'll see more of it. And I think now what we'll see is people being diverted to this private clinic from the hospital.